When I talked to the elders, they always talked about the great dramatic story of the early fir tree, how impressive they were to see the European, the Wemyss Dugoju, they call them. One fact that I have found out was that our ancestors did not know the difference between the English-speaking European and the Dutch people and the French people. And there are some elders who have spoke the English language with the French accent. It's amazing. I have heard some elder seems to read the English language, English writing language, written language, and then pronunciation was the accent was French. I will never forget that. And all these elders that were born in 1875 to 1890, they all speak so as if they were so mystified and impressed by the European action, their arrival, their fur trade, and their fire sticks, especially, and also the manufactured items in which they use, the ships, you know what they call steamships? They call them, what do they call it in our language? Kaskapa Tijiman, that means the boat with the thick smoke. That's what they call it. And that was that mystified them when they saw it first time. The very first time in 1600, they saw they were mystified by the high square rigging of the ships. And then they always see the square rigs appear on the horizon of the bay, which traumatizingly so mystified by it, so powerfully impressed by the Europeans, the way they do things. And when they hear the cannons or even guns, the primitive guns that the European brought in, they were so mystified by those and powerfully influenced by the European, and therefore did not have the idea of resistance or even invading their lands. No. They give very easily. They embrace the white man. They welcome them, so the story goes. And so it's evidence too. And it's been 400 years since the European arrived in James Bay and Hudson Bay. And then from early stage, the early 40 years of fur trade, or even before fur trade, they were interrelationship, sexual interrelationship. They were half-breeds from that time on. And today, there is none of all the walking Omaskigo people that are not has the European blood running into their veins. You could see that. If one travels from Ushini to York Factory, maybe 50% of the people might be noticed that they are partially European. Some blue-eyed with a dark skin, some white skin, some freckles in their face, and some even red hair. And all these are sensitive, and their genetics carried on into that 400 years. Some families can remain dark and their grandchildren will come out into the very pure white and red head and hazel-eyed. And all these things do happen. And it started in 400 years ago in James Bay. And that is the result of the contact of the European culture and the mixture of blood. And that is something that I have noticed traveling across the James Bay Lowland, and meeting the people and seeing them and watching them. There are very few the tribes that are truly not mixed or pure. Even those who are right into the bush, they are still come out with the very fair skin and the blue eyes. And they consider themselves the purity of the First Nation.